are many families across Donegal who had their loved ones home with them this Christmas, and I'm also mindful there was a large number of families who didn't, you know, who just for cost reasons, especially if you're travelling from places like Australia, it's just really impossible to be coming home on a regular basis. You know, I have to say, with some of the young people that I spoke to, I would love to have been able to say to them that, you know, this is going to turn around pretty soon and you'll be able to move back with your family. But that just isn't the case. There isn't an economic plan for recovery that anybody can see. And sadly, once again, particularly in counties like Donegal, we, you know, are facing the heartbreak of emigration. And at Christmas time, we're seeing our young people and their hundreds and hundreds and indeed thousands, you know, leaving from buses and getting lifts to the airport across the county.
And as you mentioned there, there's a lot of these people came home from Australia, Canada at Christmas, but they're now telling their friends here that no, they're having a great time away, that they're getting work away, and there's a chance now in 2013 and more people is going to leave.
Well, certainly, I think the reality is that you're going to see the continuing high numbers of emigration continue in 2013. And, you know, unemployment for young people particularly in Donegal is at 50%. If you look at unemployment in general, it's almost 30%. So, you know, we have a real economic crisis in the county. And it's a tragedy because Donegal people are entrepreneurs, we're workers. We were never, you know, inclined to take it handy. So you're not going to sit around. If you're a young person, you don't have huge financial burdens like mortgages, or you don't have a big family here, you know, you're going to leave, you're going to emigrate. And particularly when you're hearing that there's work and a viable future overseas. And that's the tragedy, that's the reality, and it's come back to Donegal once again.